peace, grace, mercy be unto us through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has led our thoughts that we continue with Saint John, from which our brother read the Gospel of Saint John, chapter 6. And I ask in that prayer of faith that the Heavenly Father would be opening his word, that portion reading in continuation of what our brother had read from verse 60 to 69. And the words are in Jesus' name. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen." Do you wish to leave? This question meets you this morning, brother and sister. It seeks you where you are staying, where maybe the morning hasn't gone as you have planned. It seeks you, young. Maybe you are awakening. Going to sleep went a bit later than you had thought. It seeks you who are listening through the radio or the net. It seeks you who are farther away, listening there. This question was asked of the disciples. This simple question. Sought those disciples. This had happened and troubled the minds of the disciples, and they began to think, "We heard through our brother from the beginning of the Gospel of St. John. We had heard of John from the services on the eve of summer services. I have thought this is the wish of God that this Gospel of St. John is brought forward here. And I, with this prayer in my heart, that God would open this text portion unto us. When we remember Jesus, he lived in Nazareth as a youth. And when he began his public works, he moved into Capernaum. And Matthew said, this Capernaum was Jesus' own city. A central point in the works of Jesus. And I thought now, when we are introduced to our service turn here, the brother names our city or our hometown where we are from. And so it was important also that Jesus was from Capernaum. This Capernaum was important to Jesus. We heard yesterday at services how Jesus how this Capernaum was as risen into heaven, but and these listeners who were at those services, which we heard through our brother, Jesus spoke in the synagogue of Capernaum. There were many people listening to him, also Jews, and a great flock of disciples. Jesus had not spoken the words that he spoke, and the people had not been angry yet. When Jesus said unto the Jews, there is no other way. There is no other way to receive everlasting life in heaven. Then that when Jesus said that I am the bread which came down from heaven, I am the living bread which came down from heaven, if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Jesus said these words unto the Jews, who said that they believe in Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. And the Jews murmured among themselves. And they thought that the son of the woodman Joseph is not from Nazareth. We know he is the oldest one of his sisters and brothers. How can he say that I have come from heaven? There is no truth in him. This is how the Jews murmured. And what does John in his Gospel say? In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. When Jesus had spoken these unto all the people, unto the disciples, the Bible here relates that we read that Jesus spoke in the midst of his disciples. We remember that Jesus had 12 disciples, and then there was a large flock of disciples, 70. And Jesus talked after services with these disciples. It is important, even in our time, that we can talk. We have been able to come to these summer services, and before all, we have come that we can quieten and listen to the Word of God. But it is also important that we can meet brothers and sisters and speak of our journey. These are the very important and precious matters, these matters of faith. Many times, in times of busyness and rushing, in the midst of life, our talks and conversations are very short. Here, in these times, we have been able to talk and converse more and more. It is the will of God that He has awakened us. When we here ask beneath this text, was this murmuring of the Jews? Had these words attached onto the disciples? As we read, that many thereof of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" Jesus saw into the hearts of his disciples, and Jesus asked these disciples, "Does this offend you, brothers and sisters? Does this teaching of Jesus offend you and I? Do they offend us?" When Jesus here continued, "What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?" That what the disciples were once able to experience when Jesus was taken up into heaven. He was following the disciples. The Book of the Apostles writes of this, how they looked when Jesus arose into heaven. And they experienced that next to them came angels who spoke, that why do you stand there? Do not remain standing there. Life continues. As you saw Jesus arise into heaven, he shall one day come down. They spoke as if it had already happened and shall once again come to happen. It pictures, it's a spirit which makes alive. The flesh does not help. It's the words that I speak unto you. They are spirit and they are life. In the Book of the Corinthians, it is opened. That the Spirit makes alive, the Spirit of God has been able to live and is able to dwell in the kingdom of God, in the children of God. There is no Gustav that helps, no book that helps, but the Spirit makes alive. And Jesus reminded his disciples here, how they had begun to follow the Lord Jesus when Jesus said, "Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father." Beneath this portion of the text, it comes that moment when Jesus called his disciples to follow him. It brings to home the picture in my home church, picture of the altar. It is painted a part of the Bible where Jesus calls Simon Peter and his brother Andreas. They were near that familiar lake on the shore where they felt this call of Jesus to follow me. In that painting above the altar, it has been staying in my mind since childhood. And I think that that painting above the altar has fed generations. Those words, "Follow me," was that invitation of Jesus to follow him in life, in suffering, in doctrine. This call of Jesus to these disciples meant choosing that road of life. It meant that those familiar fish waters would be left, the nets would be left. The Bible tells us that they left to follow the Lord Jesus. And what did it mean in the lives of the disciples? What does it mean, brother and sister, in your lives, in my life? That we have been able to and are able to follow the Lord Jesus. It has many times meant taking up the cross and denying oneself. It has sometimes meant, as Peter once asked, and we heard through our beloved brother yesterday, when Peter asks, "We have left everything. What do we get from this?" And brothers and sisters who have encouraged us in this faith, battle of faith, it has also meant what Jesus once said unto his disciples, "The fox has its cave, but the Son of Man has nowhere to place his head." It has meant homelessness, being strangers in this time. When Jesus here speaks, "But there are some of you that believe not," Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. We remember when Jesus was leaving his disciples at the Last Supper. After the supper, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. And Peter said, not only feet, but also hands and head. And Jesus said, that which is once washed, it is enough when the feet are washed. And Jesus continued, you are cleansed, but not all, for one is a betrayer. He knew that Judas would come to betray him. When Jesus then here, at this moment, when he experienced here in the portion of the Bible that was read, as of which our brother also spoke, he felt that he lost the good feelings of the people, and also some of his disciples left him. And Jesus did not sway in his teachings. When we think that Jesus was full of truth, his words were without error. Here, as man, we have errors, and we speak weak words. And many times we must ask for forgiveness for these words, and we receive forgiveness. We make errors and mistakes. And noticing these errors, and many times it is hard to ask for forgiveness, but Jesus was without error in his words, full of truth and love. And that way, he was full of love and truth. Jesus, in his words that he here taught, there is no other road to heaven than only one road. I am the way, truth, and life. There is only one road, one way. And when he unto these 12 disciples who were close to Jesus and he turned unto them, maybe sorrowfully, as we read from here, do you not also wish to go away? Do you not also wish to go away? We heard in the beginning greetings of these summer services of this will. And I wish, when I looked onto the summer service field there in the beautiful sunset, there were many of you young last evening. I wondered what the main age, average age of the service guest would be. I wish to ask you, young one, what brought you to these summer services? What, from year to year, brings you to these summer services, not only summer services, but also to those services at home? which are arranged in your home places. Are you forced to go, or do you go because you want to? Jesus, through this simple question, when he gave unto his disciples, "Do you not also wish to go away?" When we have learned to know Peter through the Bible, Peter answered many times quickly. Peter answered when others were just listening to the question. Then Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Unto whom would we go, brothers and sisters? Only in the kingdom of God is this eternal life." When we remember this answer of Peter later, when Jesus asked his disciples that, "Who do the people say I am son of? Others John, others Elias, and others Jeremiah, or some other prophet." And Jesus asks, "And who do you say I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Son of the living God." And as we read the answer of Peter here from this portion of the Bible, and we believe, and we have understood that you are Christ, that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And when Jesus asked this question, that who do the people say I am, and continued to Peter, "You didn't understand this, but this was told unto you from my Father who is in heaven." Isn't it so, brothers and sisters? When we can experience following Jesus, that peace, the peace of God, we don't have this understanding of faith through our thought process. It doesn't come through reading or knowledge. Only it comes through faith. Through faith, we understand that the Lord Jesus, as Peter here pictured, that the Lord Jesus is the Son of the living God, and has opened that viewpoint that after this life there will one day be eternal life in that heavenly home, in the home of the Father. When we, this portion of the Bible that we read here, what does this portion of the Bible wish to tell us this day? You, brother and sister, here in the tent, or there where you are staying, you who have not been able to come to these services but are listening to the radio or through internet, you who wish to be united with the kingdom of God. You have maybe opened your radio out of curiosity. What does it say? It wishes to proclaim that this word of God, it is yet here in this time. It is as alive as it was in the time of Jesus. The word of God continues to lift from death unto life. You who listen to this and feel that you are a part of this, these words call unto you. Even though it comes through the lips of man, it has been sent from heaven, and it wishes to approach you, and you can begin to own this word. The words of this gospel, you can believe, sins forgiven, unbelief forgiven, in the name of Jesus and his blood. This word is so wonderful. The word was in the beginning with God, and God was the word. As Jesus said of this word which makes alive, which you gave unto me, I gave unto them, this word has been able to travel here, yet in the kingdom of God. This word is proclaimed here on this earth as long as there is time. Brothers and sisters, you who have doubted many times your own part, you have doubted that, well, I make it to the end. Brothers and sisters, I wish to say I have many times been reminded before this duty. I read an old summer service article when I was 2 years old myself, and I cannot remember those summer services at all. That summer service book, which became very soft covered, and the pages were yellow. On the cover it read, "The Living Word." When I had looked and read this book, it came very strongly unto me that the Word of God is yet alive. The Word of God has not become poor or deadened in time. It is just as alive today as it was in paradise when the Word was preached unto the first couple. This living Word is not tearing apart. It is not tearing apart the kingdom of God, but it is gathering together. Gathering together from all the edges, this living Word of God wishes, even at this moment, be giving you strength, brother and sister. This living Word is a whole word. It is not only half, but it is whole. You, brother and sister, who this morning, moment, feel doubts, feel temptations, then you can own this gospel. You can believe, all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. Brothers and sisters, beloved brothers and sisters, you who listen to the radio and wish this gospel for yourself, this gospel is now approaching you, dear brother and sister. You can believe, all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. We here understand, but one day, face to face, and we shall give thanks, as the songs of Zion give thanks when corruption has been taken away. Be thanked, Lord Jesus, be thanked. And you can believe before all. I also feel myself to be very lacking and sinful. I ask, can I also believe sins forgiven? I wish together with you to believe. Let us remain with God and with His grace word in this blessed care. Continue these summer services. Look with joy. And one time after this time shall begin the summer services, which will have no end. In Jesus' name, amen.